103, Kids Experience Bull Run.
With that, Briggy, would you please come forward with our special guests, and I'll make some introductory comments. Colleagues, the next item combines three of my passions: public art, STEAM education, and the Bull Run watershed. Portlanders know that our water is special, and it inspires a sense of pride. When I travel to other cities and turn on the tap, I know how lucky we are to have access to clean, safe, and reliable drinking water. And when you visit the source, the Bull Run watershed, you feel a very special connection to our drinking water. Last fall, the Water Bureau invited fourth graders from Boise Elliott Humboldt School to the Bull Run for a tour that focused on their senses. When they returned to their classroom, they captured their impressions in art. The art is now on display here in City Hall Atrium, and I encourage each of you to visit the exhibit today or any time this month. And I visited it recently, and I have to say congratulations to all the artists who shared their wonderfully creative work with us. In essence, these students that are joining us today are Bull Run Watershed Ambassadors. Their art brings their experiences from inside the watershed back to their school, to their families, to their community, and ultimately to each of us. To tell us more about the exhibit, I'd like to welcome some special guests. The Water Bureau's own Briggy Thomas, a 2013 Spirit of Portland winner. Kendra Yaw, a fourth grader at Boise Elliott Humboldt School. Kendra's teacher.
I look like a fourth grader. No.
A very mature Kendra Yaw, I might add. No, Kendra's inspired, hardworking, and dedicated teacher at Boise Elliott Humboldt School, and we're joined by dozens of our Bull Run Watershed Ambassadors. Welcome to all the young people, and Briggy, take it away.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, and the rest of City Council for giving us the opportunity to address you today. Is this too feedbacky?
Yeah.
Okay. If I stand back, no.
We have some technology issues, chronic.
Should I just
Would it be better?
Move
I think it'd
over.
Be better to use the other one. This time.
Sure. We'll just.
It just slides down, Briggy. You don't have to move.
Oh.
Yeah. Have to turn that on too. And we've got a video running.
Testing. Okay, there we go. So, again, my name is Briggy Thomas, and I run
the video running or not?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's just to give people a sense of what the kids did out on their trip to Bull Run. I run the Water Bureau's education program, and in my job, I have the privilege of taking thousands of people to visit the Bull Run watershed as part of our tour program. We bring between 1,500 and 2,000 students and members of the public to the Bull Run each year. On a Bull Run tour, we teach visitors about water quality, engineering, history, forest ecology, stewardship, and more. By providing community members with an educational opportunity to visit these important public resources that are otherwise closed to the public, we cultivate a citizenry that is better informed about its drinking water system. With this increased awareness, we promote trust in the management of these public resources and maintain support for the closed watershed that protects our drinking water. But a key ingredient that makes meeting these goals possible is that these visits to Bull Run are memorable. A visitor might remember smelling the fresh, cool air in the old-growth forest, or marveling at the natural beauty of the lake or the river, or feeling the satisfaction of testing the turbidity of the reservoir water all by herself, or experiencing shaky legs after the thrill of walking down 250 stairs on the face of a concrete dam. We count on these powerful sensory experiences to carry a visitor's memories with them for years to come. So we thought, why not do a tour with students that would focus specifically on capturing those sensory experiences through art? When we began designing the project, we approached a natural partner. Boise Elliott Humboldt Pre-K 8 is a STEAM school in North Portland. STEAM means that there's a STEM focus at the school, which is an acronym for science, technology, engineering, and math. But adding the A to STEM to make STEAM means that they also prioritize a more right brain topic, art. This made Boise Elliott Humboldt the perfect fit for a project that sought to modify what is typically a science and engineering focused field trip so that it would draw out and highlight the senses and ultimately capture students' impressions through art. We provided some STEM-related activities for these students at their school prior to the field trip, and then designed a unique tour that would allow the fourth graders to experience the watershed through their five senses: sight, smell, sound, touch, and yes, even taste. Students took a silent walk through the forest. They made audio recordings inside the dam. They practiced something called photo yoga. They tasted oxalis, an edible plant. Then they returned to their classrooms and created the work currently on display in the atrium here at City Hall. I think you will agree that the students have beautifully communicated their experiences through very artistic images and really thoughtful words. We're so grateful for this partnership with Boise Elliott Humboldt School. Many thanks to the classroom teachers, art teachers, STEM coordinators, and community partners who were directly involved. They were a pleasure to work with. I'd like the teachers, Bridget Smith, Amy Havens, and Jenny Gonzalez, and Kendra Yao to please stand up.
Let's stand. Let's suspend the rules and give our teachers a round of applause.
And thank you to the Water Bureau team who worked hard to make things happen on our end. And a very special thank you to all of the fourth graders for all the effort and care that they put into translating their Bull Run impressions for all of us to enjoy. I'm pleased to pass the mic to one of our partners, Boise Elliott Humboldt's K-5 art teacher, Kendra Yao.
Welcome.
Hello, I'm Kendra Yao, a K-5 visual art teacher at Boise Elliott Humboldt School. This partnership with the Portland Water Bureau has added value to our curriculum by focusing our collaborative efforts into an immersive, important, and local experience. We're a very diverse community in the rapidly changing Boise neighborhood of North Portland. Our teaching practice is centered on a framework of rigor, relevance, and relationship. And I'm very proud of our ongoing equity work and how it merges with our focus as a STEAM school. Our students, like all young people, are extraordinarily curious. They want to try things that adults would normally do and have authentic responsibilities and see what it feels like to make something that's important for their community. As an art teacher, my first impression of the watershed was its stark contrast with our everyday reality in a bustling pre-K-8 building. The temperature was cooler, sounds were a bit muffled, and also sharpened. I knew that the sheer immensity of the reservoir and the quiet calm of the forest and even the dark isolation inside the dam would be inspiring. And I also knew that our focused looking and sensing would enrich the experience for the students. I knew that it could bring us closer to national art standards that address essential questions. How does making art attune people to their surroundings? How do people contribute to awareness and understanding of their lives and the lives of their communities through art making? Becoming photographers on this trip, students were challenged to literally see a place from a new perspective. They were not allowed to take the typical snapshots and selfies, but instead they had to capture a slug's eye view, a bear's eye view, or even a clump of moss's eye view in the watershed forest. They were challenged to hunt for light, moisture, and texture. Most of our awesome camera habits were developed with guidance from our professional artist friend, Julie Keith, and my colleague, Nicole Penicello, who even went along on one of the class's visits.
I should also note that Julie Keith, in addition to being an award-winning photographer, is the city's arts laureate. So the young people got to hang with a very important person.
That is true. And when we returned to the classroom, I worked with students to create abstract watercolors from our knowledge of how water behaves. And then for two classes, we tried reflective landscape paintings based on our memory and imagination of Bull Run at other times of day and year. And all students eventually were forced to select their one single favorite piece of photo documentation from their visit, and they were most proud of these images. And finally today, what we're about to experience as our exhibition opens in the atrium is the ultimate culminating experience for them. What I hope my amazing fourth graders in this room with me is that you can see how our dots are connected, that what happens on our field trips and in our classrooms so clearly connects to our community and to stewardship of our land and resources. This moment is for you to educate your families and even complete strangers with what you communicated through art, documentation, and reflection. You get to see how your work will resonate through others' eyes, and that you will always have this ability as you continue through to college and your careers. On behalf of the teachers and students, we would like to thank the Portland Water Bureau for this partnership, and Commissioner Nick Fish, Mayor Charlie Hales, and the entirely Portland City Council for the opportunity to share our students' work. We hope you will visit our students' art exhibit in the City Hall atrium, and now we'd like to have four of our students share in their own voice a little about their experience with you.
Sue, could we switch off the video?
Absolutely. To the
live? We want to, and are you going to introduce them, or are they going to introduce themselves? Young people, come forward. Welcome. We're honored to have you here today. Who wants to start?
Manley's going to start.
All you have to do is give us your name and speak into the mic, and you're among friends.
Hello, my name is Malin, and this is my speech. When I went to Bull Run, I felt like I was a part of a special group or I was an important person. I love Bull Run because even though people do work there, it's not overrun by machines and other things like that. It still has its main wildlife. My personal favorite part of Bull Run was going inside the dam. It was dark but amazing to go through the dam, even if there wasn't much to see. It was like a sewer. We weren't allowed to take pictures, so we recorded our voices. I remember hearing some water dripping, so me and my teacher recorded it with the voice recorder. We also got to go into a forest with our shoes off. You might think the floor was rough, but it was actually very smooth. I felt like I was special because I was one of the persons who got to go to Bull Run.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
My name is Mia, and today I will be talking about my experience at Bull Run Watershed. It was a long bus ride, but it was worth it. It was quiet, the air was cool and refreshing. It was like a walk on the beach. It was a huge honor to be trusted around our drinking water. My favorite part was when we took pictures. We took pictures of moss, trees, plants, and all that kind of stuff. I really enjoyed Bull Run. It was so peaceful. I was really scared when we had to walk down all those steps. We got to walk with our shoes and socks off. It felt mushy and moist, and nothing harmful was on the ground. It was soft, although your feet did get a little dirty. We got to eat a plant called oxalis. It was sort of tangy. I liked that. That was my awesome field trip at Bull Run Watershed.
Thank you very much. Young man, welcome.
My name is Imani. When we went to the Bull Run Watershed, I was very happy and excited. When we got there, it was really hot. We ate lunch on the deck, and the scenery there was wonderful. There were trees all around the dam and a huge lake of water separating it all. We walked down 250 flights of stairs. I was really scared I was going to fall. And then when one of the teachers dropped their phone and climbed down, it really worried me. After we got all the way back up, a lot of us were really tired and our feet were burning. And luckily, after that, was when we took our shoes and socks off. And we walked through this path, and there was a tree with a lot of holes in it that we were wondering about. It was really confusing, so we decided to study it. Some of us took pictures of it, some of us did not. And then we went down, once we got to the end of the path, we had this little hut kind of thing that we went inside. And we saw a tree that looked like it was burned hundreds of years ago. It was all black, and there was only a stump left. Afterwards, we were done with that. We went back to the path and started taking pictures. There was this humongous tree branch about the size of this table, humongous round, with holes all in it, and it looked like it had some kind of design through it with white paint.
Nicely done. Thank you very much. Briggy, slide the thing down, if you would. It moves. Yeah. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Marshawn. My impression of Bull Run Watershed was wow, because it was so big. when we got down there to see it, how I captured it in my artwork was that it reminded me about time we always go fishing. Because I love fish. The reason it reminded me of that is because we walked up and down all of those stairs to the dam. And we saw the different types of water on both sides of the dam. One thing I forgot to add was the scenery, because it was so beautiful that I just wanted to stay there. It took my breath away.
What a great job. Let's give them a round of applause for their... Before they go, I just want to say first, you guys did a terrific job, and we have a lot of people who testify before us, and commissioners, I don't remember the last time we had young people who were such great ambassadors before the council, and on TV, in front of all these people, you guys were great. Two things I just want to share with you. The Bull Run, when it's in capacity, has 19 billion gallons of water. It's the largest water supply in the state. And we can use about 11 billion of those gallons. That's drinking water. But the other thing that you probably learned on your trip is that we're the only system in America that delivers the water unfiltered. So we don't filter that water. And that's why, you know, every once in a while when you turn on your tap, the water might have a little color in it. That actually might be some of those leaves that you saw that were on the lake that then colored the water. So we're so proud of you for taking time out to go explore the Bull Run, and I'll see if my colleagues want to say anything.
Thank you, President Fish. So I had heard that the students at Boise Elliott Humboldt are amongst the best in the city, and I can see why. Is that true? Woo-hoo. Absolutely. You are not only good speakers, you are good readers, and you are good listeners, and your teachers and your parents must be very proud of you. 22 years ago, my oldest son was in fourth grade, and I worked with staff in the Bureau of Environmental Services and got a grant, and we were able to take the Bull Run tour. I want to thank Ivy Francis and Patrice Mango and Lynn Vandekamp, and I've never forgotten those people who helped us set that up. For me, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's not a tourist thing where you get to go to Cannon Beach every time you are able to do so. It's a very, very special thing. We cannot have a whole lot of people going to the Bull Run, so you've had an experience that a lot of people in Portland will never have. And it's really special. I've always remembered that. I want to thank Commissioner Randy Leonard, who was the champion for this program that Commissioner Fish has now taken on. I was particularly moved when you're talking about walking barefoot through the forest. And it reminds me that people have lived in this area since time immemorial, that Native peoples were here walking through the forests and taking care of them before Portland was Portland. Stumptown was Stumptown. And so you've had an experience that goes back generations or even thousands of years of walking through that very special place. And I hope you will always remember it for the rest of your life. That son who was in fourth grade 22 years ago is now a social studies teacher at Westview High School in Beaverton. And so I hope that some of you go on to be teachers, to do great things, and maybe even to be elected officials who might be choosing to fund programs like this, because it does take money to hire the bus, to provide the staff, and that's the taxpayers, the ratepayers of Portland investing in you, because you are worth it and you are our future, and we are so looking forward to seeing what you do with all of these experiences that you had in the Bull Run. Thank you so much for coming to share, and thank you, Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, and now we'll hear from the only engineer, professional engineer on the council, Dan Saltzman. Dan?
I have to correct, I'm not a professional engineer. I'm trained as an engineer. Thank you very much. All your vivid memories of your trip to Bull Run remind me that I toured Bull Run before you were all born, you know, about 15 years ago. And it just reminds me that I want to go back and cherish all the things that you saw. I didn't get a chance to walk barefoot in the forest. So, yeah. So I want to go back and relive all the vivid memories that you've brought to us today. So thank you for that. And I look forward to seeing your art downstairs. Great.
Briggy, before we wrap up, I just, since the teachers and we have some parents here and we have all these young people in a STEAM program, let me share a little secret. We got a briefing last year that said that a lot of people working for the city of Portland are going to retire in the next 10 years. And we have people in very important positions at the Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services who are going to be retiring. And that means that as these young people finish up high school and get ready to go to college, we'll be looking for the next generation of leaders at the city in good jobs that require a background in exactly the skill set that you're learning in school right now. So for those of you who took the tour and are thinking maybe someday you might want to work for the city at the Water Bureau, the Bureau of Environmental Services, start thinking about maybe an internship in high school. And remember, by staying in school and doing well and learning these skills, you will have the potential someday of possibly working for the city, and maybe you'll be taking people on one of these tours. So keep that in mind. Briggy, you want to wrap us up?
Great. Yeah, we would like to invite council to join us on the third floor in front of the mural for a quick photograph with the fourth grade students, if you're able. And then we invite everyone who's able to meet us for a reception in the City Hall atrium to meet the artists and see their work. Thank you so much.
Without objection, the council will take a five-minute recess.
That was amazing, scary, and it was not a